Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, South Bay Spotlight, on January 19th, 2017. Live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy. That's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles, and it's a beautiful place, a really beautiful place to do just that.
The South Bay Show is brought to you by the Academy of Foreign Languages. If you have any interest in learning a new language or brushing up on existing language skills, you should know about the Academy of Foreign Languages. Located in Palos Verdes, the Academy of Foreign Languages specializes in the art of communication. Their mission is to provide the finest language instruction possible. They recognize that each student has distinctive needs and craft their teaching technique to optimize an individual's particular learning skills. At the Academy of Foreign Languages, they strive to create a comfortable environment conducive to learning. So whether you're learning a new language or would simply like to converse in your native tongue, the Academy of Foreign Languages can accommodate you. For additional information, visit their website at academyofforeignlanguages.com, that's all spelled out, or call 310-975-4133.
I'm your host, Joe Terry, and you can read all about our many adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/The South Bay Show. Persistence, passion, principle, and purpose, that's what we talk about here on The South Bay Show. And, of course, I'm not alone because of our great partnership with SouthBayByJackie.com and producer of The South Bay Show, Jackie Balestra. Hey, Jackie, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well this morning, Joe. How are you?
Good. Very good. And looking forward to today.
I was just going to say, you enjoying all this rain?
You know, I really am. It's just, it's so hit and miss. I wish it would just, you know, like the rains of, I think it was 85. I think if it would just rain for like 2 weeks, then I'd really get
well,
my fill.
It has been. It has been.
It's on and off.
Steady rain at my house. So only it started a little earlier than they had said. It wasn't supposed to start till last night, but it actually rained here Tuesday night. When I woke up Wednesday morning, it was all wet out there. We had and it was raining on and off a little bit throughout the day. It was weird. And then we got some good rain last night. We're loving the rain. I'm loving the rain because everywhere I go, everything is so green.
Yes.
Have you noticed that?
That
yeah.
is good.
I mean, it's just. Yeah, it's really green out. I mean, the hillsides, everywhere. It's great. I love it. I love it. I love it.
They say the drought is over for Northern California. So now we just have to complete the trifecta for Southern California. And we're in.
Well, all that water will eventually come down here.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Right. So, yeah.
Right.
We'll
eventually.
Get it. We'll get there. Yeah.
Well, you know, there's so many things, exciting things going on in the world of the South Bay, but we're going to talk about our favorite subject again. You know what that is, right,
Jackie? Yeah, our favorite subject. Food.
Food. No doubt about it. And there are some exciting locations in the South Bay that have been open for a while and that are opening up in May, and I'm looking forward to that. Jackie, who are our guests today?
Our guests this morning are Efthimio Tsiboukas, founder of Burger City Grill, and Vula Tsiboukas, founder of Rock and Juice. Now, Efthimio's father was a restaurateur, and as a child, Efthimio's would often go to work with him, eventually absorbing all aspects of the restaurant business. He took the lessons learned from his father and created his own vision, a restaurant where you can get the best and freshest gourmet burger at a fast food restaurant price. Efthimio opened the first Burger City Grill in Lomita in June 2010, opened a second location in Downey, and has just opened the third location in Torrance. In addition, he has a second Torrance location, which will open in May 2017. Now, Voula Tsiboukas grew up on an organic farm in Greece and is right at home with the high-quality produce and healthy lifestyle options that Los Angeles has in abundance. She is passionate about all things nutrition and health. Rock and Juice will soon open in Riviera Village in Redondo Beach. It's a healthy juice, smoothie, and acai cafe featuring rockstar-themed names and decor. Voula enjoys jamming out to rock music, so hence the company name. So Demio and Voula are cousins with a passion for great, healthy food, and they're bringing it to us right here in the South Bay. Voula, Demio, welcome to the program. We're so glad you could join us this morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Good.
Good morning, everyone. How are you guys?
We're hungry. I think the entire South Bay is hungry. I am always amazed at the quality and the number of eateries that are opening in the South Bay continuously. It's like a continuous sort of experiment in what people want and what is possible, new things. Athemio, let's start with you because, you have this passion for the restaurant business. Where did that come from?
It came actually from my father, Alex Tsiboukas, which he named me Athemios Alexander Tsiboukas, which my initials are EAT, E-A-T. It's kind of ironic.
Yeah. And Alexander, we know where Alexander comes from in a good Greek family, but why Athemio is, that's an unusual first name for Americans. Tell us a little bit about your first name.
Athemios comes from my father's father, which is my grandpa, and I only know two other Athemioses. It's my two cousins that live here. And just us three, and everyone else is Nico, Alex, George, and everyone's got a pretty normal name. Ours is pretty unique.
Yeah. So your father was a restaurateur from the beginning. Was he always in the restaurant business?
Yeah, him and my uncle came from Greece. They're twins. My uncle owns Fabulous Burgers, and my dad owns Fantastic Cafe. So they're twins. One's Fabulous, one's Fantastic. And I worked inside the restaurant business with them. Went with my dad when I was a kid. From the storage room to sleep in his office. Just like going with him and seeing his different restaurants he was opening up, and then always wanted to be like my dad. And take it to higher grounds when I was working there. I was like, wow, this is for two immigrants coming here and opening all these restaurants and how complicated the menu is. I was brought into that business and I was like, how can I make this easier? So I eliminated everything off his menu, his breakfast, his lunch, his dinner, his Greek gyro, and I named his burger list. I gave it a name and gave it quality. And I tried it out in 2010 and I had passion to do that small menu and it worked. And everyone was, the whole community who owned a burger chain was like, this guy's going burgers only, and it seemed to do pretty well, and I opened the second location in Downey in 2013, and then I just launched Burger City Grill number 3 in Torrance, North Torrance, which has the first drive-through location, and that one's a pretty good hit right now, and then coming soon will be number 4 in Old Torrance on Van Ness and on Torrance Boulevard in Satori.
I'm going to jump in here, Joe. Burgers, okay? One of the great American foods, okay?
Joe, there have been
several gourmet burger places that have opened over the years. And quite frankly, I'm getting a little fed up with the prices people are charging for them. It just seems to me that food prices have just through the roof. And I have to know, because you're doing gourmet burgers, but at a fast food price. How do you do that, Demio?
Well, it's down to a science, We blend our own meat, so I had to change purveyors back and forth and find out who's going to work with me. Talking to them and saying there's a future here and partnering up with these companies and locking me down on prices, and so I don't change the quality. I don't want to downgrade, so I keep the highest quality. I might be taking a hit on the food costs, but it's okay. As long as people start coming in and eating that gourmet burger, it'll all balance out. I mean, I'm not here to take all the profits. I'm here for people to eat clean, eat good, and just give excellent product out.
Right.
I can't wait to try it, Jeff.
Right. Yeah, no, I can't as well. And Vula Sabukas, I'm going to get this right. Vula, when you think about restaurants, what do you think about? I know your bio says you grew up on an organic farm, but what's your background in terms of working?
Well, I was working in Greece. Actually, I'm an engineer. It has nothing to do with all restaurant business. But I was working for 14 years in the pharmaceutical industry. My experience is on medicine, but I never actually take one because I grew up in a farm. So my family always took care of our nutrition, and I was never getting sick. And just my cousin, he has this great idea for a juice bar here with our palette of cookies, but raw cookies, like juicing, smoothies, acai bowls. He knew it's going to work because we're different and we have very good palate and taste. And he just made me this proposal, like, you should come here. This is your business. This is your lifestyle. I believe in that. I was, like, very worried. Like, how am I supposed to just abandon everything, leave everything, my life, my friends, my family, and to come to the States? And I just didn't trust him. He's smart. I trust him.
She trusts her cousin. This is good.
Well, she's doing excellent.
She's my best friend. He's my cousin. Like, we do everything as a teamwork. It's more than that. It's not only, you know, cousins. It's more than that. We think alike, and this is the most important thing.
Yeah, she reads my brain. She knows what I need. She gets it done.
Yeah. When looking at the menu, I didn't see wheatgrass. You going to juice wheatgrass, or is that not a part of the theme?
Mary Jane is a wheatgrass. We're very tricky with our names. We have wheatgrass, and it's married under the name of Mary Jane.
We are rock and
juice. We're not just a simple juice bar.
That gives me hope because I'm an urban farmer, and I grow wheatgrass. So hopefully we can hook up, and I can sell you wheatgrass.
Oh, okay. I'm very open to that. I love wheatgrass.
Awesome. Rock
and Juice is going to is opening. I've walked by because I live in the Riviera. So when is it going to open, Thula?
We believe on March. We have not set a date yet, but on March we will be ready. We're working on it. Mm-hmm. We have some accidents, you know. On the road, we opened our second location in June, so we had to focus and perfect that store also. And now I think we're ready to go fast and work on our third location, and we're very, very excited to be in Riviera. I love this area.
Mm. Yeah, it's a great location. It's a great location.
And people, I think, will support it because everybody's on healthy nutrition there. And they're still asking. They're coming to our tour location and saying, when are you guys opening? When are you going to? They're waiting for us, and that's very encouraging for me.
Raw food. Very, very important. Raw food, food that's not cooked. It's just people are getting the message. We've been trying to figure out how to eat better for many, many years, and now they're getting the message. It's happening all over the country, of course. California is leading the way. We're excited. Thimio, when you think about your restaurants and the locations, one of the things I often say in business, growth kills. you can grow too fast, because then it gets beyond your ability to watch, and then you get some bad employees in there, and you don't know what's going on at all the restaurants. I mean, how many restaurants can you manage in one day? It's very difficult to know what's going on, really know what's going on. So how big do you want to get?
It's not how big I want to get. It's the team that I have behind me that I know we can go far with my Burger City Grill team, with my Ocean Market Grill team, and Rock and Juice team. I know I have the support, and I know I got the backup, the support with all of them, like Vula with Rock and Juice. I got my my two partners for Ocean Market Grill. It's Theodore and Nima. And I have a good support team. I just brought my I have a regional manager for Burger City Grill now. His name is Samir. He holds the fork down and doesn't change any of the recipes that I came up with from the beginning. And he's been with me since 2011. So that's a good 5-6 years right there. And I am giving him a percentage of store number 4. So it's not, you know, it's a way to delegate everything and the way to make it grow. It can't just be about me. It has to be about everybody. As a whole. That's why I formed a group now. It's called, it will be launching after all the stores open at the end of the year. It will be called Eat Restaurant Concepts, which the abbreviation is Eat RC. And you can go on the website after it's built and you will find Burger City Grill, Ocean Market Grill, Rock and Juice. They're all three-letter words with my initials EAT. And that's the big food group that we're launching. And we will also be supporting each other with the same POS system, which means point of sale. And when you walk in, you'll be getting loyalty points for any concept you go to. So if you go to Rock and Juice and you get 100 points, we'll drive you to Burger City Grill to get you a free burger. If you go to Burger City Grill and get 100 points, we'll drive you to the Fish Grill to get a free fish taco, you know, and if, vice versa towards the, if you get 100 points at the Fish Grill, we'll drive you to Rock and Juice to give you 100 points. All integrated, but separately. The POS system is calibrated to make it all fair for each company, so you know they're not losing funds out of it. So it's pretty cool. So in South Bay, we have maybe 10 great locations, you know. I've handpicked all of them, and it came about where I brought the Ocean Market Grill partners to them. You like it? Yes, let's do it. Brought my cousin here from Greece. I said, on FaceTime, I showed her around the whole Palos Verdes and the whole South Bay, that exits PV. I said, this is location 1, 2, 3. She was in Greece. She said, wow, great. What does she know? You know, it's like she's looking at a FaceTime. She goes, I think it's good. I'm like, no, trust me, they're excellent. She comes down here, and she learned the juice. She didn't know how to juice nothing. She learned it, and she's probably better than any other juicer out there. And my Burger City Grill team, I got my regional manager Samir, who is very knowledgeable in the restaurant business. He comes from another company, IHOP, and he migrated over to me, and he loves the concept, and he wanted to help me expand it. And I have a GM in Downey. Her name is Nellie. She's also great help, very trustworthy, supportive, and they helped me open Burger City Grill number 3. Which they'll probably help me open Burger City Grill number 4, vice versa, 5, 6, 7, keep going. It's pretty much it, you know. Now that there's it's easy to grow a concept when you do one thing and do it right. You know, we do the burger and that's it. We don't put anything frozen on the menu. I got rid of the turkey and the veggie. They're frozen items. It doesn't do the customer justice. It doesn't do the production justice. So eliminate that. That was the last two things I eliminated because it's a drive-thru location, and when people come, they want to get their food a little faster. And I'm like, how can I get faster food when we cook to order out of a drive-thru? So if I see a drive-thru, what's the only thing to throw down on the grill? It can only be a burger. So we don't have to wait to see, oh, do they need a turkey burger, a veggie burger? No, we know that they're coming for burgers now. And it streamlines the concept, and it makes everything easier. Vice versa with the Fish Grill, with OMG. It does the same thing with that. We just do fish. We don't do no chicken, no beef. We just specialize in fish. And Rock and Juice obviously specializes in one thing. It's only juice. So if we get a If we're fortunate enough later on to buy our own shopping center, you'll see all three in the same shopping center, and that'll be the loyalty program. you can get everything from Eats Restaurants Concepts.
It's like talking to Ray Kroc.
I see the Alexander coming out. The great vision that's taken for the world.
My dad always said Alexander the Great. So I named my son Alex. Yeah. So my dad is Alex. My son is Alex. Don't forget my mom. My mom's Christina and my daughter's Christina. I gotta mention her too, or Alex will give her that face.
I have to ask you now, how does your father feel about all this? How much was he involved at all, or do you have to say, Dad, let me do it my way?
My dad, he tested me, which he did a great job. He tested me back in the day when I was early 20s, when I had my first son, when I had my only son, actually. I was 22 and I had him, and things got a little stressful. I was like, what am I going to do? Oh, my God. So I'm in the store, and I'm talking to my dad, and I'm like, are we going to open more restaurants, fantastic cafes? Because I know he's opened a lot of them. And I was like, are we going to expand this or what? Because I can't just sit. My brain has to keep going. That's how I operate. So he's like, let me ask you something, son. What have you created? And I went home and I said, I created a menu, and I said, I'm going to do something on my own. You know, money's there, you know, he wanted to see what I can do for myself. So I think that was a good lesson he told me in the office, and I was like, wow, he's right. And now that I'm 37, which is probably like 10, 15 years later, you know, he motivated me. He doesn't compliment, but you can tell when he walks into the Burger City Grills or anything that I've opened from where we opened, from Rock and Juice to Ocean Mark Grill, he has a glimpse in his eye, and he's like, how did this come about? How's he taking the Mama Pop Fantastic Cafe into a Mama Pop corporate feel, which we still are Mama Pop. We treat you with a handshake, our customers. It's not a corporate feel. You just walk in and be like, hi, welcome to, you know, I'm not going to advertise someone else's company, but you know what I mean. We still have that family orientation, but very clean corporate feel. Does that make sense?
And very specific. Like, I love the idea that you don't want to offer anything frozen, so you can't expand the menu to turkey and fish in Burger City Grill. But that's okay. It's called Burger City Grill. It's not like false advertising.
Yeah, exactly. It's Burger City Grill. Nothing else touches the fryers but potatoes. Yeah. So you don't get that different taste coming out of there. Like, you know, we own Fantastic Cafe, and everything touches the fryer. You have chicken touching the fryer, fried chicken, taquitos touching it, sausages in the morning. Yeah. And you just blend your oils into different mixes. Over at Burger City Grill, it's just we blanch the potato in one fryer, in two fryers, and then we finish off in the other fryers. So it's only potatoes. You always get that consistent taste. We work very hard to make sure the potato's clean. We drain out the starches out of it. We have our own procedures how to make it. And that's why there's one item for the fryer. There's a two-line kitchen, one item for the fryer. We fresh cut the fries. And one line for the burgers, and that one line makes it a burger factory and a potato factory. And then you have your shakes on the other side. So we do burgers, handmade burgers, hand-cut fries, hand-scoop shakes, and a local brewery, support the local breweries, and have those beers inside our Burger City Grill. That's it.
Wow.
Except the drive-thru. Yeah.
I'm getting some static on my end. Is anybody else hearing that?
I do.
Is anybody else? You are hearing it. Okay. Is somebody moving, or are we on cell phones anywhere? Because I'm getting a ton of static here.
No.
Okay. It's just on my end. All right. Okay. All right. It's just me. Go ahead. Go ahead, Joe.
Well, now we're kind of at the halfway point. Let's do a station break, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the South Bay Show. And we're having a great discussion about a new concept, really good food. You walk in and you know what you're going to get at Burger City Grill and the other restaurants. You're going to get fish and Rock and Juice. You're going to get great organic juices. This is a new concept, and we're talking about this restaurant chain, soon to be all over the world. And we're also having a conversation with some local entrepreneurs, and we'd love to have your comments or questions. If you want to call in, please give us a call at 714-242-5288. That's 714-242-5288. We'd love to have your comment or question for Themio or Vula. Vula, let's talk about juice. Tell us about juice and a raw vegan diet. Tell us a little bit about the concept of Rockin' Juice.
Well, I believe that since eating habits here in the States are very bad, I can say, I think that juicing is a very good adding in our daily nutrition. Well, I came here 2 years ago, and I was really shocked how people eat. Like, I'm really shocked. So I believe that juicing is a way to build up your immune system and to control your weight. Like, people here suffering from obesity, from getting sick all the time, especially those rainy days that you eat. These days are to enjoy, not to get sick. So you need to build up your immune system. And I believe they got the message. And they are, everybody's now trying to add a juice, a smoothie, an acai bowl for their daily needs.
Okay.
It's simple. It's very simple. It's raw. You have the pure nutrients in your system. And you're helping out your body to handle the daily needs.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need coffee to wake up. You just need good food.
So tell us. Yeah. Good.
Joe, I just wanted to say, I find it interesting that Vula has an engineering background in pharmaceuticals, and she's gone into the juicing business. That just says everything right there, doesn't it?
Oh, yes. You know, when I moved from Greece and they told me, where are you going? No, I'm moving to the States. And I told them our concept and my cousin's dream about juicing and the new Rockin' Juice juice bar in the South Bay. They were like, it's you, you know, everybody didn't want me to go. It's a lot of people's time. But it's my lifestyle. So when my mom, like, let me go to the garden and bring me tomatoes or bring me the cabbage or bring me, you know, fresh vegetables and have it, you know, in our table, here, this concept is dream. When I tell people how my lifestyle was, they're shocked for the normal thing. It doesn't make sense to me, you know, living like this, like a robot.
Right. Now, tell us about the juice itself. I mean, you have vegetables, you have fruits, you have grasses.
That must be a
lot of shipments of fresh produce every day.
Yes, we have a vendor that we're getting all fresh produce day by day, sometimes every day. We don't want to keep anything on stock and spoil. We chose our vendor, like, we checked many of them, but I think we got the best one. And we're having juices, which is all fruit, you know, for people that are not very fond of juicing. They want something sweeter. And we have, like, plain just green juices with vegetables or a mix. And we also have smoothies, which is a very good supplement, a meal supplement. And shots, of course, which is wheatgrass, apple cider vinegar, lemon, cayenne, ginger, oils, oregano, of course, garlic. We have a variety of products. And, of course, our famous acai bowls. Like, we are very famous for our acai bowls. We have very unique flavors. And don't forget acai. It's a berry that has many antioxidants. right? Anti-aging, it's helping a lot.
All right, we don't so you have to tell me, you have to tell me what is the difference between a juice and a smoothie?
Well, juice, you have only the juice of the fruit of the vegetables. You have not the actual fruit. It goes through a juicer, and you're having the juice of it. The smoothie, you blend the actual fruit or the vegetables, so you have all the fiber.
Okay, so what I want to be drinking, Joe, is smoothies. Right?
Yeah.
Probably. It's more filling. But we also have, like, the cold pressed juices, which is our we're proud of our cold pressed juices and our menu on the cleanses. We have a really good machine, a good nature machine, and we're having a very big variety. All our menu is also cold pressed, and we have added some more other stuff. We recently added matcha green tea, which is it's great for weight loss and has also caffeine, so you can wake up and just avoid drinking coffee.
Yeah,
you should try it out.
I've heard about the cold pressing. I've heard that the cold pressing is really good because I guess in other pressing where there's heat involved, it takes away some nutrients. Is that correct?
It's very correct because with the cold pressing, you actually have a slow process of juicing. And you repeat this process 2-3 times, so you're getting like 95% of the nutrients of the fruits and the vegetables. When you're juicing in a common juicer, you're having a lot of waste. That's why the cold press also machine is very expensive.
Yeah. You know, Joe, it's interesting. I learned something recently I didn't know, that cold press, hot press also is the same concept for when you are slicing meat, say. You know, like if you go into a deli and they have those electric things where they slice the meats and the cheeses and stuff, it's the same thing with the heat. The heat actually changes the product.
Exactly.
So really, really good delis, food purveyors know they have a hand-cranked slicer so that they don't generate the heat that an electric one does. I just learned that. Did you know that?
Exactly.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, well, see, you just learned something.
All right.
Yes, heat destroy the nutrients of actually every food, not only the juice or for everything. So we should avoid heat in our food.
It's the email?
Yes.
Did you say something?
No.
Okay. Well, let's talk about more things that are coming up. Now, of course, we're looking forward to Rock and Juice opening shortly. Is there any other location that you're opening? I know you're opening one in downtown Torrance. Which one is that going to be, Athemio?
It's the old Dino's Burgers. My godfather owned a property there. Well, he still does. He passed away a year and a half ago. It's Dino's Burgers on 1975 Torrance Boulevard.
Yeah.
It's
okay.
I'm redoing though. I just submitted to the city. It's going to be a Burger City Grill. That one's without a drive-through, so that will be redone. The whole thing, you know, it'll be in construction in the next couple months. It's just I'm waiting for the city approvals.
Yeah.
Are all of your locations, Themios, going to be? Is it the same decor? Like, you know how when you go into other places, like In-N-Out Burger, all the In-N-Out Burgers are the same. Is yours going to be the same decor so it will be instantly recognizable to people?
Yes, I'm doing the new Torrance Boulevard one. It's going to be the same look, exact same look, like the one on Artesia and Yukon, North Torrance. And then after I'm done with that, I will get back into the Lomita store, which was Burger City Grill number one. And I will update it to look like those other two to get the same feeling, same customer experience every time you walk in. So you get that same feeling all three locations in the South Bay, and then Downey I'll just leave the same and possibly do that later, you know.
Yeah, that's important. You want some consistency in all
yes.
these places. If somebody's a fan of the one, they always go to the one in Downey, and then they're driving through Torrance and they see it, they'll know
yeah.
it. I want to hear about Ocean Market Grill. Tell us a little bit about that.
Ocean Market Grill, abbreviated OMG, it was launched 2014 in Long Beach in Marina Pacifica, 2nd Street in PCH, where the movie theater is, and I tried a fish grill there, and it worked out pretty good, so I found two more locations in the South Bay, one in El Segundo, Maple and Douglas, and one over here at the Torrance Boulevard in Hawthorne, the old Counter Burger. They decided to sell it, so they approached me at Burger City Grill, and they probably looked at it like, oh, burger for burger. But I think that location is in need for a fish grill. I think The Habit is across the street. I think In-N-Out is down the street. I think that area right there where the hospital is and the city down the street, I think it's and the beach down the street, I think a good, healthy fish grill will be perfect for that area, since I have a Burger City Grill on Torrance Boulevard already opening about two, three miles down. I think to put that next to each other, it's you can grab from every area and go fish there instead and have your own base right there, because there's nothing in the area like it.
So what kind of menu items? What like are you going to have like oysters, clam chowder?
We have some small bites. You walk in, you have some small bites, calamari. You can get clam chowder. We got the OMG fries, which is pretty cool. You dip your French fries into the clam chowder. It's pretty cool. You smother all over it. We also have crab cakes. Everything we make in house, and then you move to the entrees, and you have your choice. It's basically step one is you figure out what you want to eat. So, if you want a plate, you pick a fish, any of our wild fishes or fresh fishes, and you will pick a salmon or a tilapia, whatever you want to put on that plate. And it'll come with two sides: rice or salad, or broccolini or cauliflower. Or Brussels sprouts, and then the second item would be a po' boy sandwich. You pick your fish again, and you pick your items. On the bottom, you get two sides, tater tots. You can go healthy, and you can go non-healthy. You know, So basically, it's a plate, po' boy sandwich, tacos, or a wrap, or a salad, and you can pick what kind of fish you want in there, and you get your sides. That's pretty much
it. All right.
It's a stepping stone menu, so it's very simple. It's a lot of items, but it's all condensed on the step 1, 2, 3, 4 menu. You got to follow the steps. You can go online and check it out. It's oceanmarketgrill.com, and it'll explain it probably better than I explained it.
Yeah, you know,
I see
a trend in the restaurant business with this specializing. You know, I mean, I know that over the years, you know, there have been, like, you know, there was a restaurant or two that opened up that just specialized in grilled cheese sandwiches. You know, they made, you know, 100 different types of grilled cheese sandwiches and, you know, pizza and even burgers. And I'm seeing that now. There's going to, you know, the pokey shops, you know, just pokey.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people are like, instead of offering 100 different things, you know, let's do one thing and do it really, really well. You know, have you noticed that?
Yeah, I've noticed that. It comes when you look at it, when you look at the situation in the restaurant business, and everyone's doing a diner back in the day. You got your diner, your local diner in the corner. You got your Denny's, you got your Norm's. And as it evolved, people started saying, okay, let's just do this and make it great. So as the restaurant business got saturated all over the market, I think people had to narrow it down and open what they do best and make the best of it. And then you got competitors of the pizza industry. You got your Blaze, your Pyology, you got your Chipotle's, your Baja Fresh's. And and eventually, maybe 10 years from now, those breakfast, lunch, dinners will come back into play. But right now, I see everything being one item, specialize in, and do that, and then they got their competitors. So,
you know,
what stands
up? Joe, I got to tell you, you know, Joe knows I grew up in New York City, and when I was growing up there, the place to eat was the Greek diners. What's his name made it famous on SNL, John Belushi with the cheeseburger thing. They made the best cheeseburgers, but they also made the best cheesecake. They made the best coffee. Seriously.
Yeah, no, it reminds me of my dad's stores. It's funny.
Yeah. No, it's interesting. You could go into a Greek diner and get great spaghetti. When I was growing up, tacos weren't the thing, but I haven't lived in New York for a long time, so I don't know if the classic Greek diner is still around, if they're still making it. But speaking of Greek food, now I have to mention this. Recently, there have been a couple of threads on the Hermosa Beach Facebook pages where people are just jonesing to get a Greek restaurant in Hermosa Beach. Joe, have you seen this? Or Demios or Will, have any of you seen this?
I haven't seen it,
yeah.
But people ask me, why don't you open a Greek restaurant? Because I make sometimes, you know, salads and I give it to friends or some energy bars that we have in the store, which are all my recipes. I'm not a cook, you know, but I love to cook, even if I have a juice bar. And everybody's asking, please open a Greek restaurant or which is your favorite so we could go?
She's a very good cook, by the way. Very good cook. Vula can cook food like no other.
You know, we used to have a great Greek restaurant in Riviera Village. It was here when I first moved here, and gosh, it's probably been closed about 20 years now. And I know that there's an upscale Greek restaurant, Petros, in Manhattan Beach, and they opened a location in El Segundo. As I said, upscale. When I want Greek food, I have to go down to Belmont Shores. There's a little place down in Belmont Shores that I love going to because it's like, you know, just a small mom and pop, and their food is absolutely delicious. But we really do need a Greek restaurant here in the South Bay.
Is this a proposal, guys? So should I consider it?
I'm just throwing it out there.
Yeah. We just bought the name on GoDaddy. It's called Broken Greek. So if we do open one, it will be a Greek fusion restaurant with a little twist.
I don't need the fusion. I just want the good Greek food. I just want the good solid Greek food. We don't need the fusion. Anyway, I just thought I'd put my 2 cents in there on that subject.
Yeah, traditional Greek food. I haven't found anything. The only restaurant that I really like for Greek food, honestly, is in Las Vegas in Cosmopolis and Milo. This is the only Greek restaurant that I tried, and I feel
like their tomatoes.
I feel like I'm in Greece for real. Like here. Like, there are so many, many restaurants with Greek food, but it's not Greek. I'm Greek. I'm here only for 2 years. I know how to cook. I know how it smells, how it tastes, if it's fresh or canned food. These restaurants here do not serve Greek food. I'm sorry to say it.
Sorry.
Okay, well, now you have to open one. Now you have to. Are any of you familiar? There's a Is it George's or Giorgio's down in Belmont Shores?
George's.
Yeah, George's Greek Deli Cafe.
Yeah,
they're decent.
I love that place.
They're decent though. They're decent. It's not bad. Okay. It's decent, but it's not like. I went the other day and asked the waiter came and said, "Do you want Classico?" And I said, "Oh, really? You have Classico?" And he says, "Yeah. Do you know what it is?" And he goes, "A recipe." It doesn't make sense. Classico has a story behind it. Look, if you go and work in a Greek restaurant and you serve this plate, you have to know what it is. It's the history. It's many things behind it. I'm weird, I know.
Yeah.
No,
just
authentic. Authentic.
That's not weird at all. A story.
Yeah, it's
great.
It's Greek food. It's. Go ahead.
Go on. No.
No, it's
story.
Yeah, George's Greek Deli. It's Greek food with like a Cypriot dialect. Like, you know, they make the dolmades a little different. So, you know, Greek traditional food, authentic. There's There's Tony's Taverna down in Malibu, and the one like Bula mentioned, I took her to Milos in Las Vegas at the Cosmopolitan. She liked that one a lot because it was the tomatoes were just ripe. She never seen tomatoes like that since she came from Greece. She goes, why can't they serve the tomatoes like this in every Greek restaurant we go to? And they just do an amazing job down there and at Milos. Pretty good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
And then the best friend is my house. I can cook for you guys whenever you want to.
Don't even go there.
I can make it private.
Actually, the Ocean Market Grill in El Segundo, that's going to be a nice little spot there. We have my good friend of mine who I see at the Laker games here and there. He's his name's Petros. He owns the one in Manhattan. He's opening next to me at in El Segundo, Ocean Market Grill, and Petros will be right next to each other. I think he's opening a Petros Greek restaurant, and he has a little coffee place called Bugatsa right next to it, which Bugatsa is. Explain to Vula what Bugatsa is exactly. You're my cook.
Bugatsa is a dessert that, and actually you eat it for breakfast in Greece. It's made of phyllo, you know, this pastry, phyllo. Like we have baklava, and you have a cream in the middle, and you just sprinkle it with powdered sugar. It's very traditional in Greece.
So he's naming his coffee place that. It's a pretty cool name.
Yeah, it's a cool name.
Yeah, Joe, we always end up talking about
food in
the morning. I mean, I know.
Yeah.
We got to stop this. This is crazy.
I just had my wife made me Greek feta eggs this morning. I dipped it with a piece of bread. You just get the eggs and the feta cheese in there. It's a good breakfast.
Yeah.
Simple.
You're killing me. You're killing me, Timios. You're killing me.
It's a good breakfast.
There you go.
You guys are so focused. I love the concepts. Ocean Market Grill. How long have you had the domain name Ocean Market Grill?
2014. I tried to buy omg.com, but obviously that wasn't available.
Right. No.
How could it be?
Yeah.
So it's pretty cool though. But I did buy OHMG, you know, something funny. But it's not going to work out. It's not my domain.
Yeah. No, it's hard to get a good domain name, but Ocean Market Grill is ideal. It's perfect.
Perfect.
Great concept. Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I love this. You guys are very creative and focused, and the food's good, but also the marketing and the concept is good so that it can last, you know?
Of course. Very important.
Yeah. Wow. It's been a great time with you. Now I want to talk about what you guys want to talk about for the future. What do you want to do? Is there a future that you see that's separate from just opening the next restaurant, or is this just your life going to be opening the next and the next and the next?
No, I think at one point it's the work is going to get overloaded. So with 10 locations in South Bay right now, it's a lot of work right now. You know, we're running around 8 days a week, and we're overloaded. We're way overloaded, but we have great help. But at the same time, the future is going to, at one point, we'll have to be stop right there and stick with what we got, or someone values what we have and come in and expand it to another level, you know, out of state or wherever it can go, expand it to another county, you know, give the rights to someone else in another county. We don't know. I get calls from Arizona. People want to franchise. People say, hey, are you franchising Burger City Grill?
Yeah.
I'm just like, no, not yet. I still own them right now, and I'm still trying to fix the infrastructure and all that stuff, you know, make sure it's going to be good for the future. But the locations here in South Bay, thank God we're local here, and we're not expanding out of here to keep our, you know, our distance of driving down, you know, from El Segundo to South Bay is not that bad, and where the Burger City Grill 3 is not that bad. But but to answer your question, we do plan on doing getting the community involved, and you know, and we do fundraisers for Burger City Grill because I got a big space there in Lomita, and we can do them in Torrance. Get the community involved. Get probably get a nonprofit going on with a third party, and they come in, and you know, we have we bought the domains, burgers for the people, fish for the people, juice for the people, and we want to contribute to a cause. It's not only about the business. Maybe we can get something going to go to a certain cause, you know, like hungry kids, or you know, change it up every year or every 2 years and work on that. So you know, mm-hmm. not only expanding this business, and it's like, oh, look at those guys, they have so many restaurants. It's, you know, it's good to give back to the community too, and to a cause, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's keep
That's
it
fantastic.
Local. Let's keep it local. Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
Because we have very supportive communities here in the South Bay.
Oh yeah.
And
oh,
we've
yeah.
got we've
Definitely.
Got so many very worthy charities, nonprofits, you know, the different Ed foundations, I mean, cancer support community. We've got so many here that, you know, it's one hand washes the other. Everybody supports each other. That's a great, great aspect. Now, you mentioned location in Lomita. Where, what are you opening in Lomita, and where is it?
Oh, no, that's the first Burger City Grill I opened in 2010. That's in Lomita.
Where is that?
That's on PCH and Oak. It used to be the old Pizza Hut before Pizza Hut's expanded. I took the it used to be the old Pizza Hut.
Okay, I'm trying to envision because I drive up PCH through Lomita to my yoga studio every day. I'm trying to. It's over on Cypress, so I don't think I get as far as Oak. Okay, all right, I'm gonna look for it.
I think I know where you're going actually for yoga.
Oh, tell me.
Yes. Ariel?
Tell me where. Yes. Yes. Do you go there?
Yeah. Ah, yeah, I know the girls.
Okay.
I know now. I'm very busy right now. I have no time to wash my hair, to be honest with you. but yeah, I know. Like, it is very important to keep us, you know, on exercise.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Oh yeah. I know. I go in right after the show every morning. I run and throw on my workout clothes and I get over there every morning. It's a great way to start the day. You'll have to come in, Bula. You'll have to come in.
I will. They know me. I've been there. I've been sometimes there with Juices when they had their Christmas party and when there was Juices and then before.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, exercise is very important. Yeah, my biceps are really big right now due to the burgers I lift. So I've been eating a lot of burgers. but then I go detox myself at the juice bar. So and then when I want to eat healthy at nighttime, I go to my fish grill.
everything in moderation, right? Everything in moderation.
Oh yeah. You guys definitely got to come try the new burger. I launched two new burgers, actually three new burgers at Burger City Grill. It's one's called the Miami Spice. They're named after cities, so the theme, the concept's there. You know, you can see it. In Miami Spice. It has a cherry pepper relish in there, and I eat that, mm-hmm. and then it's really good. And the Cabo has a. Is a jalapeno in there, pepper jack cheese, and beef chorizo, and then the mm-hmm. other burger is a Austin Crunch with it's basically a chili burger, added chili, and I made it a crunch, so I added our homemade potato chips in there to give it that crunch with cheddar cheese.
Oh boy, Joe, we're gonna have to go by.
You can indulge yourself with the new fries, the CPR fries, which is the same thing as the Miami Spice, but it's called cherry pepper relish, so I named it CPR fries. Pretty cool.
Yeah. So creative.
But then if my cousin sees me eat that, she will call me and say, you need to do a 5-day cleanse. So I do the cleanse too, and I feel great after that. It's really good.
It's... Vula, it's been amazing to have you on the show because I think a lot of people are looking for, you know, a relationship with their food, and they like knowing that the people that are making their food, even when they're going out to have a burger, that they really care about doing quality work for their price. They're paying money. They want good food. Even a burger can be good food if it's done with quality and focus and passion.
Exactly.
Thank you so much for joining us. This is great. We have had a great time. Do you guys want to give out any contact information? Are there any events coming up that you want to highlight?
Locations. We need locations.
Okay, I'll give you the rundown. The next location that's opening is, let's go in order. It's either Rock and Juice number 3 in Redondo or Ocean Market Grill number 3 in Torrance. So the Redondo location is in the Riviera across from Coffee Cartel. And the Ocean Market Grill.
Catalina Avenue,
yeah. And Ocean Market Grill is on Torrance and Hawthorne, Torrance Boulevard and Hawthorne. The old counter, that would be Ocean Market Grill number 3. Number 3 is opening before Ocean Market Grill number 2 because I'm ahead of schedule. So Ocean Market Grill number 2 is in El Segundo on Maple and Douglas by Northrop Grumman, DirecTV, Mattel, right there in the, next to the Lakers Stadium. It's pretty cool. The Lakers Training Stadium facility. And then that one, that's the third one. Then the fourth one is Burger City Grill in Torrance Boulevard. That should open sometime in May. You know, I got to get these three going before that one. It's a lot of things going on right now. Thank God I just got Burger City Grill number 3 out of the way, so I can concentrate on Burger City Grill number 4.
Now,
Wait,
there's only one Rock and Juice right now, right?
No,
it's two Rock and Juice.
There's
one
than
in Torrance, one in San Pedro.
Oh,
Hawthorne PCH,
okay.
And then one on San Pedro 25th and Western.
Oh, wow. This one in Redondo
right
is Rock and Juice.
Yeah, right next
three.
To the Orange Theory on in Torrance, Hawthorne and PCH. Next
to
the gym.
I know where that is.
Yeah,
I know
right next
exactly
to the gym.
Where that is. Yeah, there's a Pieology over there too, right?
Exactly, where they specialize in pizza only.
That's
right.
All right.
Beautiful. Wonderful. We are so blessed with such focused and terrifically creative entrepreneurs here in the South Bay, and now we're talking burgers, Burger City Grill, fish, Ocean Market Grill, and juice, rockandjuice.com. Those are all very easy to find.
Yeah, pretty cool. Exactly.
Yeah, very easy to find. Wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us. And we have a couple of minutes left. What haven't we talked about? I don't know. What's the next concept? Have you guys been thinking? You got Burger City Grill, Ocean Market Grill, and Rocket Juice.
We gave them the Greek idea. We gave them the Greek idea.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, Greek diner, but that's his dad.
The next concept is going to be dedicated to my we wouldn't be here without them. My dad and my uncle from Fantastic and Fabulous, and I want to open Fantabulous and combine them.
I like that. That's good.
Fantabulous Grill.
Fantabulous Burgers. It's breakfast lunch that are pretty cool, but make a minimized menu and get them on the same page on all levels with one menu. One ingredient, one everything, so all the stores are the same. It'll take a lot of time and work, though. I need a lot of support from all the cousins. And that's going to be a headache to get all the Greeks in one room to make one dressing without saying theirs is better.
And all the Greeks in one room, and then they have to agree. That's even tougher.
Yeah. Yes, that's the worst.
I'm lucky. I'm focusing on juicing. I'm going to be out of that.
Fantastic.
Hopefully they'll listen.
Actually, now my next project that has nothing to do with opening a new Rock and Juice after number 3, we don't know. We're going to make some community classes for kids in school, how they can juice, and how we can, from the gardens that they already have in the TV school, we can make juices at the school, or smoothies, or acai bowls, so the kids have to know from the early age how to feed themselves correct. So this is our next
project.
Yeah.
All right.
And maybe
we can do it on the beach
during summertime. We can take juicers there, or some blenders next to the beach and with the Redondo location. and make a small event only with kids that you can, guys, get your juice made by 5-year-old, 6-year-old kids. It's going to be fun, man.
Fantastic.
All right.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Themio Zaboukas and Vula Zaboukas. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you very much.
Thank
you for having us. Have a great day, guys.
Have a fantastic day. And, of course, thank you, Jackie.
Always a pleasure, Joe.
So what are we doing tomorrow, Jackie? Do we know?
Yes, we're actually having several students and staff from the drama department at MiraCosta High School to talk about an upcoming show they're doing.
Awesome. That sounds great.
Yeah.
Looking forward to that. Well, thank you, Jackie. And, of course, thank you, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.